All right, so get this. We're diving deep today into user-owned AI. It was like the thing everyone was talking about at UpDenver 2025. And honestly, it's got me thinking about the future like in a whole new way. Imagine AI not controlled by, like the big tech companies, but by people like you and me.
It's kind of mind-blowing, right? It really challenges like how we think about AI. Instead of a few companies calling all the shots user-owned, AI puts the power and all the potential that comes with it right back in the hands of individuals.
Okay, so how do we actually get to this like AI utopia?
That's where the Open Agent Alliance comes in, or OAA for short. They're this group of like blockchain and AI superstars who are basically building the foundation for this user-owned AI future, their goal: to make AI accessible, private, and wait for it, rewarding for everyone.
So you're telling me my AI could be out there like making money for me? How does that even work?
Yeah.
It's pretty wild, right? It's based on this idea of AI agents acting like economic agents. But before we get into all that, let's look at a real-world example. Remember Sweat Economy, the company behind that Sweatcoin app, the one that rewards you for like walking and stuff?
Oh yeah, I've heard of it. You get coins for being active and can trade them for things, right?
Exactly. Well, they just dropped this huge announcement at ETH Denver. They're partnering up with Near AI to bring AI agents straight into the Sweat wallet. We're talking millions of AI agents interacting with the Near blockchain.
Whoa, millions. That's insane. So what are these AI agents actually doing in the sweat wall? Are they like just basic chatbots?
No way. These AI agents are designed to learn and adapt to each user. They've been trained on something like over 700,000 user queries. So, they're not just giving out those generic responses. They even have like these four specialized modules: health news, token trends, and security. Think of it like having a personalized crypto expert, financial advisor, and maybe even like a life coach all in one.
Okay, that's pretty cool. But walk me through an example. Let's say I'm brand new to crypto and I download the Sweat wallet. How would these AI agents actually help me?
All right, so let's say you're a little intimidated by the whole crypto thing. The AI agent could walk you through setting up your wallet, break down complex concepts, like make it super easy to understand, and even like help you make your first trade. It could analyze token trends based on what you're interested in and suggest investment opportunities that fit your goals.
So it's not just about like holding your hand through the technical parts. It's about giving you personalized advice and insights.
Exactly. And remember those four AI modules. Each one kind of shows you the potential of user-owned AI, like the health module. The AI could use your activity data to give you custom fitness tips. And the news module could keep you updated on what's happening in the crypto world. Filter out all the noise and just focus on what matters to you.
It's like having a personal assistant that's constantly learning and growing with you. That's really interesting. But you mentioned that the Sweat Wallet integration is just one example of the OAA's vision. What's the bigger picture here?
Well, the OAA wants to build this global open AI ecosystem, and that goes way beyond just one app. We're talking decentralized hosting, which means your AI isn't tied to any one company's servers. They're also working on these seamless on-ramps for crypto transactions, so it's easier for people to buy, sell, and use crypto in their everyday lives. And to keep your data safe, they're using confidential computing, so your personal info stays private.
Okay, so the OAA is setting the stage for a future where AI is easy to use, secure, and accessible. What does this all mean for our listeners? Why should they care about user-owned AI?
This is bigger than just cool new tech. It's about changing who has the power in the world of AI. The OAA is fighting to keep AI in the hands of everyday people, not corporations. It's about giving everyone access to this powerful technology and making sure everyone benefits from its potential.
So instead of AI being controlled by a select few, it becomes a tool that empowers everyone, helps them achieve their goals, make smart decisions, and maybe even earn some money along the way.
Exactly. And with the OAA leading the charge, we might be on the verge of a massive shift in how we interact with and benefit from AI. One where AI isn't something to be afraid of, but something that makes our lives better in countless ways.
And just a reminder, everyone, this is Aurora Signal Podcast, brought to you by BlockRora. If you're loving this deep dive into user-owned AI and want to learn more about blockchain and AI, head over to blockrora.com. We've got tons of awesome info over there. Now back to our conversation.
That's a really interesting point, comparing AI enhancing our lives instead of being something to be afraid of. It kind of reminds me of how people reacted to the internet at first. Lots of skepticism, even fear. But now, well, we can't imagine life without it.
It's true. It's become like totally essential. So are we about to see a similar shift with AI?
I think we're definitely at a turning point, and this whole OAA vision for user-owned AI, it could be a major driving force behind that shift.
Okay, so let's say I'm totally on board with this whole user-owned AI future. What would that actually look like? Like, paint me a picture.
Okay, so imagine having an AI agent that manages your money, books your trips, even helps you write that novel you've always wanted to finish. But it goes beyond just personal stuff. It's about access and opportunity for everyone.
I like where you're going with this. Give me an example.
Okay, imagine a small business owner in like a remote village. With the help of an AI agent, they can suddenly access global markets, manage inventory, and compete with the big guys. Or think about a student who can use an AI tutor to get personalized education that fits their learning style.
So it's about creating a more level playing field, opening up opportunities that didn't exist before. That's pretty powerful. But what about the other side of the coin? Are there any risks with user-owned AI that we should be thinking about?
Of course, any new technology comes with its own set of challenges and, you know, potential risks. One concern is definitely misuse. What if someone creates an AI agent with bad intentions?
Yeah, that's a scary thought. Are there any safeguards in place to prevent something like that from happening?
That's where the OAA's focus on transparency and open source development comes in. By making the code accessible to everyone, it allows for more scrutiny and accountability. It's like a community effort to make sure AI is developed responsibly.
So kind of like having a global team of watchdogs looking out for any red flags.
Exactly. Plus, because these AI agents are designed to be owned and controlled by users, individuals have the power to decide which AI agents they trust and interact with. It's about putting the user in the driver's seat.
That makes sense. Yeah. It definitely shifts the responsibility. But let's go back to that whole idea of AI as an economic actor. How would an AI agent actually make money? Could my AI be out there earning while I'm sleeping?
It's the million-dollar question, right? Well, remember those Coinbase OnRamp and AgentKit tools we talked about earlier?
Yeah, they handle like crypto and fiat transactions, right?
Right. They're designed to let AI agents interact with the financial system.
Okay. But how would an AI agent actually use those tools to like earn income?
Okay, so think about it this way. Your AI agent could do those little micro tasks online, like data entry or content moderation, and get paid in crypto. It could also buy and sell stuff for you, or even invest in crypto markets based on your risk tolerance. The possibilities are pretty much endless.
Whoa. So it's like having a personal financial manager working 24/7.
Yeah, basically.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
But isn't there a risk of things getting out of control? I mean, we're talking about potentially millions of AI agents making decisions in the financial markets. What's to stop them from, like, causing chaos?
It's a legitimate concern and one that the OAA is taking very seriously. One of their main principles is responsible and ethical AI development. They're working on creating guidelines and frameworks to address those potential risks and make sure AI agents stay aligned with, you know, human values.
So it's about finding that balance between innovation and responsibility.
Exactly. And that's why community involvement is so important. The OAA knows that building a good and fair AI future requires input from all sorts of people. Not just tech experts, it's about bringing together developers, policymakers, ethicists, and everyday users to shape the future of AI.
It sounds like the OAA is being really thoughtful about this whole thing.
Yeah.
Which is reassuring. I mean, if we're going to let our AI counterparts take the wheel, we want to make sure they're heading in the right direction, right?
Absolutely. And that's what's so exciting about this movement towards user-owned AI. It's not just about giving people access to powerful tools. It's about letting them participate in how AI is developed and governed. It's about building a future where AI is a force for good, a tool that helps people do more instead of replacing them.
This has been such an eye-opening conversation. We've gone from the nitty-gritty details of the Open Agent Alliance to like a glimpse of a future where AI is a partner, not a threat. It's really inspiring.
Yeah, it really makes you think what this user-owned AI future could look like in 10 or 20 years. Well, if the OAA succeeds in their vision, we could see AI like totally integrated into our lives, but in a way that feels good, you know, not like it's taking over or anything.
So instead of AI taking over the world, it's helping us solve big problems like climate change or poverty.
Exactly. Imagine a network of AI agents all working together, crunching tons of data, finding patterns and coming up with solutions that humans might never think of on their own. It's about combining human creativity with the power of AI to build a better future.
Okay, that gives me chills just thinking about it. But let's get practical for a sec. What needs to happen for this vision to actually become real?
Well, first off, we need people to keep investing in research and development. The tech behind user-owned AI is still evolving, And there are definitely challenges to figure out.
Like what kind of challenges?
We need to make sure these AI agents are strong and secure, you know, capable of handling tough tasks.
Yeah.
And we need to come up with clear ethical guidelines and rules to make sure AI is developed responsibly.
So it's not just about building cool tech. It's about building it the right way and making sure it benefits everyone.
Exactly. And that's why the OAA is so focused on building a collaborative ecosystem. They know that creating a fair and sustainable AI future needs input from all kinds of people.
So what can our listeners do to be a part of this? Where should they start?
Well, the most important thing is to stay informed. Read about the OAA, follow the projects happening, and get involved in conversations about the future of AI.
Knowledge is power, right?
Yeah.
Especially in a field that's changing so fast.
Totally. And don't be afraid to get your hands dirty. If you're into tech, check out some of the open source AI projects out there. Contribute your skills and ideas to the community.
So it's not just about watching from the sidelines. It's about actively shaping the future we want to see.
Exactly. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something we're all creating together. And by working together and focusing on user empowerment, we can make sure AI is a force for good in the world.
This has been such an awesome conversation. We've gone from the inner workings of the Open Agent Alliance to imagining a future where AI is a partner, not a threat. It's really inspiring.
It has been a great discussion, and I hope it's sparked some interest in our listeners. The OAA's vision is ambitious, but it's also super exciting. It's something worth fighting for.
I completely agree. And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into the world of user-owned AI. We've covered a ton of ground today. From the technical stuff to the big picture implications, it's clear that we're on the edge of huge change, one that could completely change how we think about technology and each other.
And this is just the beginning. The journey towards a user-owned AI future is just getting started, and it's a journey we can all be a part of.
Before we sign off, just a reminder that this has been Aurora Signal Podcast, brought to you by BlockRora. If you want more deep dives into blockchain AI and other cutting-edge tech, make sure to check out BlockRora.com. I've got a ton of great info waiting for you there.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep pushing the limits of what's possible.
And remember, the future of AI is in your hands.